The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 25th of May, 2018. The news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. That walk-in humidor, which is the best in North State, has been expanded. And, of course, still great customer service. Jared, good morning, buddy.
Good morning. I'd also like to mention they just did some renovations in there.
They did some more renovations.
Looks really nice
now. It looks really great in there.
Yeah. No, they're really going to be doing some extensive work in their walk-in humidor. Yeah. You know, that's the best. Where you get the best prices for coffee beans by the pound. But coffee beans by the pound.
Speaking of coffee beans by the pound, here's Linda.
Hey, good morning. One tomato, two tomato. 7:06 in the morning. Good morning, everybody. And how are you on this gorgeous Friday? Today, our forecast calls for a high of 59 and our lows of 54. Today, it looks like showers and possibly a thunderstorm, but we don't care because we're still going to be out there at Tiger Stadium, Tiger Field for the Colt 45 kickoff opening night. Yes.
I think it's more like a first pitch as opposed to kickoff.
Well, whatever. We're going to be there because we're going to be
That's
kicking
tonight.
Off. That's right.
That's tonight.
It is. It's launching tonight.
It's tonight. You're singing the national anthem.
Absolutely.
We're having, I think, Preston Sharp maybe throwing out the first pitch.
Absolutely.
This is Veterans Appreciation Night. We have tickets for that.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be giving tickets in a way. So let's talk about our forecast. Don't let that let you make you stay inside because, you know, some of the best magic happens when you go out in the elements. Saturday calls for a slight chance of showers and mostly sunny with a high of 79. Sunday calls for sunny with a high of 93. And Memorial Day, well, it says right here, folks, hot. Hot. H-O-T. With a high of 97 and a low of 65, and Tuesday high of 95. That's a little bit, we've had exciting weather here. We've had exciting weather for quite some time. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas, propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Hey, Jared, bud, can you just pop me up a little bit there on the levels? Just pop up. There we go. Okay, I like. Just to have a little pump in the headphones.
And speaking of pumping up.
Yeah, pumping up.
There's Amy.
Here I am. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Amy. So how you're looking great today.
Thank you.
As usual.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay.
You've got it.
I'm a little tired today, but it's normal Friday stuff. I don't think I caffeinated quite enough this morning.
Well, we heard somewhere that there was like a feline day or a feline something, and today you brought a furry creature with you, a critter, that is not a cat but a dog. But we're going to cover all of what's happening with Haven Humane.
Yeah, so I brought today a little cutie named Muttley. Muttley is a senior lab mix. I'm senior-ish. She's about 5, almost 6 years old.
Where's Muttley?
Muttley's down here taking a nap.
Oh, okay.
At my feet. Because that's what he does really, really well. So if that's what you're looking for, this is the dog for you.
He is a nap hound.
Yeah, he actually does have a good amount of energy for his age, but he burns it off quickly. And so he's usually, as soon as, you know, get a couple good ball throws in, and he's done. You know, he just kind of wants to sit around.
He's the other guy that you see in the he will sleep through anything until the cheese wrapper.
Yeah, exactly.
And as soon as he hears the cheese wrapper, he is across the fields, over the river, into your house.
I don't know what that's about either. My dogs will sleep through a tornado, but if I'm opening a baby bell in my bed, I all of a sudden have like 6 eyes on me.
It's those things, you know, the ones, you know, like the, what do they call them? The cheese that
string cheese.
Yes.
And as soon as you pop that first in, and it goes down,
yep.
That dog, no matter where that dog is, I look down.
The neighbor's dogs come over.
Before I can get that little piece of plastic off the cheese, I look down and Elk Killer is there.
Yeah,
going,
waiting.
Huh. Thought you sneaked that by me.
Well, let's talk about the exciting things with Haven Humane and the fact that you are here representing every Friday Pet of the Week. You go and select the pet, Amy.
Yes,
and
I
then
do.
You go to every media outlet. And then we discuss what's happening with Haven Humane. That's our partnership. And this weekend, because we know after you leave here or coming up will be our Strawberry Festival people. So let's talk about what's happening.
Yeah, so I will be at the Strawberry Festival, me, along with accompanied by a few dogs for adoptions. And that's we're going to be there from 10 to 2, a little different than everyone else's hours. Live animals kind of, you know, you schedule around the live animals. So, but yeah, we're really excited to be there. We do a lot of outreaches in the public. You can always follow our Facebook page and we'll usually announce like, you know, where we're going to be, or I'll talk about it on the Friday before. So part of my job too is outreach. So that's what I'm the one that does, puts those together and coordinates, with, you know, different businesses around or festivals, whatever it may be. So yeah, and Muttley, I think, is going to be going with me tomorrow if he doesn't find his forever home today, which I really hope that he does. He's been with us since December. So,
well,
Muttley's
we've got 100% here. So, yeah. When I say 100%, you know, on Fridays of getting our animals adopted.
Yeah. Muttley's been with us for almost 6 months now. And before he came to us, he actually came to us from a crowded shelter in Trinity County. So they have a smaller shelter than we do. Mm-hmm. And we have the space and they are hurting for space. We can take a couple dogs in. Not often that we are able to do it, but when we are, we're always trying to help others out as well. And so he sat in that shelter for a while. So
he's a sweetie.
He's been in, he's done his time, you know, he's been in a shelter for long enough.
He's been over here licking my fingers.
He is very interested in kitties, too much interest in the kitties. But he does great with female dogs, not so much males. He's kind of got a male and male problem with the other dogs. Mm-hmm. He's just selective about who he likes. And some male dogs, if they're very submissive, he's okay with them. So, but definitely he does okay with female dogs, just no kitties.
So you're out at the Strawberry Festival tomorrow.
Yes.
And will you have pets out there to be adopted?
Yeah, we will. We'll have the rig and have that all set up. And the weather should be great. So
like 50 pounds.
Yeah, he's like 50 pounds.
40, 50 pounds.
Yeah, a little graying in his muzzle.
No, graying in the muzzle, but there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. You know, a little snow on the roof doesn't mean there's not a lot of fire in the furnace.
There you go.
So,
there you go.
Just to let you know. Okay, but he is ready to come home. Yeah. He's ready to go out on walks on the park. Yeah, if you're like that, if you're like the, you know, a leisurely walker, Muttley is
a good choice for you.
You want to go run? Maybe what Muttley needs to be worked into that, but he's in good shape.
Yeah, if you want to get rid of, not get rid of, but you want to get something that's out of the puppy stage, yeah. Muttley would be a great choice. He's a perfect age for that.
That's right. He knows, go outside.
Very treat motivated, too. Yeah. He'll sit for anything. As long as you got something in your hand, he'll do just about anything you ask him. So.
Pretty much like me and Jared.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. All right. So how do we get him?
Bring me a breakfast burrito.
Okay, and then you can walk away with him right now. Bring a breakfast burrito right now to this. You've got like 2 minutes to get it to the studio.
Yeah, to the studio
Or follow around the Haven Humane van, and she stops at a stoplight. Give her the burrito.
Just check that burrito right through the window.
Through the window, and you get the dog.
Well, so, I know what she may want to hang around for, because you know we have our Strawberry Festival folks in to talk about the event this weekend, and if. You can't smell it or to even taste it before it even hits your lips. They've got the fresh strawberries. I mean, mouth watering. And we have, I think, a special guest coming in that's a listener that's going to be also, you know, in engaging and eating. But they are, you know, it's really the homemade, when you have
strawberry
shortcake, the shortcake is homemade.
The strawberry
This is not your bun stuff you buy in the store. It's homemade. And everything about this festival this weekend, I don't know how many thousands of strawberries, but we'll find out the count. But we're in here today taste testing.
How do we pick up Muttley?
You can give us a call. The number's 241-1653. Come by our shelter down there in Anderson, 7449 Eastside Road. And you can also find an application online. It's better to just print it out, bring it in if you would so choose. Just come down and see us. And there's a whole shelter full of cute faces waiting for their forever homes.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Amy. We always appreciate you coming in, and we love your happy face and the animals that you select up for adoption. All right. We just also want to share with you, we love to talk about our Sleep Number bed. You know, we always do it at this time of day because of the fact that...
There's a contract.
Well, not... No. Well, you know, what they did, and here's the truth, is because... You know, they do this a lot with media people. You get to select a bed, and then you talk about it. So then we talked about it, and then it came up to the fact where, well, we like the way you talk about it so much. Can we hire you to talk about it? But if you really want to change your bed in at any time, pick a bed that you want. And I think that right there is enough to talk about, because it's, you know, your sleep number bed, and that you can select your night. Like, we just traveled. My hips are killing me after walking 15 miles in one day, and that's the truth. I know we didn't have a pedometer. But so my sleep number setting goes between 40 and 65, and last night I could do my own personal sleep number selection at 40. My sleep number setting. You?
My sleep number setting is 60, and the fact is that we have slept better, so much better. And how much is a good night's sleep worth? And right now, they are offering their Sleep Number 360s that adjust as you move. It moves. Is this cool or what? And right now, if you go on down to our Sleep Number store right here in town in the Target Shopping Center, the Sleep Number 360 smart beds have a special Memorial Day savings up to $700. Yeah, that's right. You know, they're priced as any high quality bed is. This one, though, lasts forever. You can adjust it. And it's got great customer service. All of this is Sleep Number down at the Target Shopping Center. We have not regretted one second.
Nope.
Ever having that Sleep
That's
Number.
That's true.
That's right. Okay, hey, we'll be right back with the Strawberry Festival. Then we have a lot of things to talk about, what's going on in the world and this weekend. But then Joe Clemente, who is running for District 1 Supervisor, will join us at 8 o'clock. As we're trying to get everybody on here in the last 10 days, so you can hear them one more time so you can ask those questions. The problem is, some of them are trying to avoid it. That's the only way I can put it. You know, we've offered it to them. Oh, you know, I can't be at 7 o'clock in the morning. You can't be in. What are you doing at 7 o'clock in the morning? Oh, well, so
maybe they can't get out of their sleep number bed.
Maybe they can't get out of their sleep number bed. That's the problem. Oh, I'm
okay,
on my sleep number
strawberries,
bed.
Strawberries, let's
we'll
go
be right
and take
back.
A break.
Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Court Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, this is John Green, candidate for Shasta County Sheriff. My opponent states he has fought for more jail space, fought for more deputies on the street, and fought for public safety during his 12 years of unchallenged office. He has lost every fight. It's time for a new fighter, not a politician.
True leadership, accountability, and public safety. Take a stand for your community and stand with John Green. Pro Second Amendment and pro CCW. Vote John Green for Shasta County Sheriff on June 5th. Paid for by the committee to elect John Green.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
Everyday Fitness would like to thank the first responders of Shasta and Tehama County for putting their lives on the line every day for our great community. Because of your service, you allow all of us to live a better quality of life. Thank you again from Everyday Fitness.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media. Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Every day, it's getting closer, going faster than...
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot.
In between bites.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading, and recently earned the Joint Commissioner's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacements. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Good morning, everybody. We're here with Erwin Fust, and he's here to talk to us
and
about...
And Aaron, but Aaron's not going to talk. Okay,
and,
she's hiding in the back.
We've just been
she's chicken.
We've been eating beautiful fresh strawberries over with ice cream over... You know, homemade shortcake. Good morning, Erwin.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. And
thank you for having me in this morning.
Absolutely.
And letting me talk about the Strawberry Festival.
We're 78.
Well, you know, there's some, I'll tell you right now, there's some
you
dispute
don't
about
a day
that.
Over.
There's some dispute about that because on the flyer it says this is the 78th Strawberry Festival. I have it on good authority that the first Strawberry Festival was done in about 1923.
Mm-hmm.
So we're approaching 100 years, really.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But there's been 2 years that it didn't happen. But since the 20s, it's been continual.
Why were the 2 years?
Well, 1 year was during the Second World War. They didn't do it. And during the 80s, they switched it from the Happy Valley Community Center to the elementary school, and
mm-hmm.
in the process of doing that, they dropped it for 1 year.
So this is this weekend, the 26th and 27th.
Yep, it's so 2 days.
Really?
And 2 days.
That's a new one, right? Did
yes,
you just add on another day?
That's a new one. It's always been on a Saturday and only a Saturday, and now they're going to do it 2 days, and it'll be 2 days of Strawberry Festival.
Mm.
So if you got a lot of strawberries on Saturday and you want to get more on Sunday, come on over.
Because if you get there late, you run out of strawberries.
Yep. Well, this year, probably not, because they're going to have enough to do both days.
Both days.
Yeah.
Hey, Roberta, if you're supposed to be down here right now enjoying these strawberries, because what they'll do is they put in this, like, 2 pounds of strawberry shortcake. We'll be on a sugar and caffeine high till probably next Tuesday at this point.
Right. We'll just be ready to ride out the opening game tonight for the Tigers. Tiger Field, the Colt 45s. Hey, okay, so how much does it cost to get in?
It costs nothing to get in.
That's what I saw.
Yeah.
Free admission.
You know, if you're just a cheap guy and you don't really want to have any strawberries, which of course you will have once you see what they look like. But if you're just a cheap guy and you want to come in, you're going to come in and be able to see all this entertainment from 9 in the morning until 5 in the evening. And you'll have a great day, and you won't spend a penny. But I'll guarantee you, once you see what's there, you will indeed spend a penny or two.
Well, for this beautiful mound of strawberries and shortcake, that's just an inexpensive price of $8 to buy one.
$8, that's all it is.
And actually, two people could eat that, but, you know.
Absolutely.
But it's wonderful. So, West Valley High, and what time do you open?
Well, actually, it opens at 7 a.m.
Ooh.
Because we're going to have the Happy Valley 4-H group do a breakfast there from 7 a.m. until 9 a.m. And it is huge pancakes with, guess what? strawberries all over it.
No.
Now,
Happy Valley at one time was like the epicenter for strawberries.
Yeah, years ago, and that's how come it started, because they did grow strawberries out there, and that was back in the 20s, and that was before they even had a water company out there, and it was a tough times, but they got along quite well. And then later on, they started to grow olives out there, and then it became a very big olive growing area.
Right. Okay, so, but the money that's raised isn't just turned around and made into strawberries.
No. Used for community events. They distribute the money in the Happy Valley area to the Gear Up program, the fire department, the FFA, the 4-H club, the Farm Trail, and the Community Pride organization. Community Pride organization is the organization that cleans up the roads.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, does the cleanups every year. So they distribute the money back and keep up the community center there for people to use and just do good things for the community.
Now, what if I told people that I have 3 tickets to the Strawberry Festival, which is free to get in either day, May 26th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., or May 27th, which is Sunday, from 8
that's this
9
weekend.
A.m. to
9
3,
a.m. to 4
hello, that's
yeah.
9
tomorrow.
A.m. to 3 p.m. This entitles somebody 1 serving of strawberries plus free parking. So you think about that.
Yeah.
Tickets good for both days. If you would like to have a ticket for free strawberries, and let me tell you, they're just outstanding, presented to you by one of the Irwin Fust and Aaron lookalikes that are out there that are serving these, just give us a call, 605-4567. I've got 3. And no, I can't give 3 away to 1 person. I want to spread them out. So we're going to be spreading them out over the show today.
That's a good idea.
That didn't take long.
Or if there's 3 calls.
If you get 3 calls, we'll give away all 3 of them.
That means you got to you'll get your free strawberry. And believe me, it's
if
so
the
huge
ringing,
that 2
just
people
let it keep
can
ringing
eat.
There. Okay.
So that's the 78th Happy Valley Strawberry Festival. Do you have anything else to add in there, Irwin?
Well, yeah, just to spice the thing up a little bit, just so that people know that there's activities going on all day. I mean, you just don't come for strawberries. You can come and have lunch, and you can also enjoy all of the things that are happening. There's a craft fair. There's I don't know how many booths. There's about 100 different booths out there with crafts in them, and you have the opportunity to wander around and look at that. Food and drink, horse rides out there.
That's cool.
There's a pie-eating contest as well, so if you like to eat pie.
We talked earlier this week with somebody about that you know, that if you have a firm pie, like pumpkin, it's not as fair. You know, it's not fair because you can get through that quicker than, say, you have a berry pie.
Oh,
you're
that's,
in there
that's
and,
correct.
And you're,
yes.
You know, like you've got berries up your nose and all this. So if you've got a solid pie, it's much easier. So I
there's
just
a little
like
engineering
think,
in pies
right,
like that.
There's engineering in this. And so I would just – so. If you're out there to do it, and who have been entered into this, by the way,
into the pie eating contest?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got celebrities.
Yeah. Who's who?
It says, no. I thought it said the celebrity pie eating contest.
Oh,
so that means you and
not me.
And Aaron. Aaron's going to be in
Aaron's going to be there.
Aaron's going to be so. Aaron's going
to. And then you have antique tractors and a sensory safari. We've seen that before. That's fabulous.
Safari club.
There's a veteran military display that'll be out there, and that's pretty neat. I'd see that.
Yep.
Live entertainment, on 3 stages, and wandering musicians, wandering magicians.
This is just a wonderful way to spend the weekend, Memorial
Day weekend.
It's just
a great
family fun.
Exactly.
That's right. And the military's out there because we don't want to forget what this is. This is Memorial Day weekend.
That's right.
We're here remembering those who've given their lives for our country.
That's right. Remember Decoration Day?
Yep.
Yeah. That's how it started.
It sure did. Okay.
Thank you, Irwin.
Irwin and Aaron.
Thank you very much.
We
really
have some winners
it.
For those individual strawberry festival. We have Donna. Come on in. We have Terry. And we've got one left. What we want to do
left.
Is try to persuade you to go out this weekend and enjoy the Happy Valley Strawberry Festival. And while you're there, you're going to get, if you call in right now, 605-4567. We have one left, and that gives you a huge helping. We've just been sampling it this morning, and absolutely.
You could feed 3 kids, 2 adults.
Yes.
Or
it's huge. It's like, you know those big fries, the big fries they have at the rodeo?
Oh, yeah.
It's about like that.
It's huge.
Yeah.
And magnificent. Okay, Irwin, thank you so much. Tomorrow,
thank you very much.
Happy Valley for 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, starting at 9 a.m. both days.
All right. See you tomorrow.
We'll be right back.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Living is easy with eyes closed.
Hi, I'm Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basanko. I've had the privilege of serving as your sheriff since 2006. With 39 years of law enforcement experience, I'm dedicated to public safety. No doubt, these are difficult times. We currently lack the number of deputies and jail space to serve our community. However, I've been relentless in the recruitment and retention of personnel to accommodate county needs. The Board of Supervisors recently accepted my plan to move forward with an increase of 60 jail beds, raising the capacity of the jail, and as chair of the Drug Task Force, we are working to address drugs in our communities. There are many issues facing our community, including homelessness, and there is no short-term solution. However, I am dedicated to the long haul. This is a time for experience and knowledge to do the job for you. With your support, our community can meet the challenges we are facing. I ask for your support and your vote on June 5th.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Tom Basanko, Sheriff 2018.
Real people, real winners. Do you have big dreams of going tiny? Come celebrate 25 years at the river with us. We are giving away a custom-built tiny house RV to one lucky winner. Play our Tiny Living Big Winnings Swipe to Win promotion for your chance to win a brand-new custom-built tiny house RV. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times the entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Win free slot play or prizes. Join us Thursdays at 8 p.m. Win 250 free slot play. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Wind River Resort and Casino is giving away the house, literally. The more you play, the more chances you have to win. Final drawing Thursday, May 31st. Grand prize, a tiny house RV from Liberty Cabins. 30 winners, 253 slot play. Live large in a tiny house RV. Play Tiny Living, Big Winnings, Swipe to Win at Wind River. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Right now we're trying to get over a sugar high from the strawberries as they make their way around to other places. I'm sure this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air, 96 and 97, Monday and Tuesday. Give them a call. Any make or model, they can work on them. They can make sure it's working for you. The air ducts are clean, all of it. 25 years in the business, voted best in the North State. Give them a call, 221-2642, or look at their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air.
Well, let's talk about I really want to talk about some headlines today. Because that was great. We got Pet of the Weekend. We did our community, you know, reach out. But let's really get into some things. We need to talk about the summit, and we need to talk about Harvey Weinstein handcuffed and arrested. I just thought about the fall of a man. You know, really just watch the crumble of a man in this empire, because you want to talk about the epitome of power. I mean, he could probably anywhere, call any president, go anywhere in the world, first class, do anything. He just wielded the big power. Harvey Weinstein arrested in New York City, charged with rape, criminal sex act.
Well, you know, and this isn't the only one. They've got him out in L.A. too for a couple of things. And this is what started the Me Too movement. Right there, the girl that came out, Rose McGowan, who came out and accused him of this, and that was just that was the crack in the dam, and then it burst with hundreds of other women.
Over 80 women appeared in court Friday following a surrender.
80,
yes,
80, just 80 of them appeared in court. So think about how many there were, how many women this man molested. Now, allegedly molested. Okay, well, let's just say that. It's easy to say that, oh, he did this. And then you have to look at what is, you know, the sexual harassment. What are the things he did? Like, we're just reading about Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman, two women reported, made them feel very uncomfortable about the clothes they wore. Now, another one said, hey, he touched me, tried to pull my skirt up when I was leaning over all the time. And, I mean, it went on like this. But Morgan Freeman, who said he apologized for his behavior, but he didn't. It wasn't like he was... Not the Weinstein or Stein variety of it, but still, now Morgan Freeman. Is there going to be anybody not eventually touched on this? Because he's under fire right now. So
that was just the falling in Hollywood. And here's what's interesting. That's because this is the time. There was a time in the 60s and the 70s and the 50s and the 40s, you know, when it came to the Hollywood machine, when it came to the studios, I mean, there were expectations. That's all there is to it. I mean, there were. And not that you had to do that, but and I can say that, you know, I have Me Too stories. But I was fortunate when I worked with Greg Garrison Productions. I was 19. Now, I could have been, you know, I've been telling you, I went to every open call in L.A. This would have been in the 70s. And, yes, there were a lot of leches, I can tell you right now, a lot of leches. But, you know, I was a single girl living in L.A. and doing everything to try to get auditions, be in front of people. And if you don't have a good solid foundation, and if you don't have, you know, I have good parents, and
yeah, you could lean into that.
You could lean right and be in surroundings
and be insecure enough so that you felt like somebody, you know, okay, I'm going to let them lay their hands on me. I'm going to let them do these things because I don't have enough self confidence, which you
want to get the deal so bad.
Yeah, but
this is what some of these girls they were called up by Harvey Weinstein to come to the room. I mean, he's the power. If you didn't go up to the room, there was a chance that you know that you would never get this role. And that's what you're working for your whole lifetime. You don't know you're going to be chased around and barely get out with your life, which you're here with a lot of these girls. Not, you know, with your life, but, I mean, with your...
Unmolested.
Yes, yes.
I mean, and that would be, you know, people walking around naked in front of them. I mean, Charlie Rose. I mean, all these guys like this. It was just, it's just this thing that says you can't. See, it's because you reach a certain age, you can be called a man. But, you know, a real man doesn't do that. He just doesn't need to. All right. Kim Il-sung has opened the door. He says he welcomes a meeting with President Trump. And here's the thing is that Trump was ready to meet with him next week or the week after in Singapore. And then one of Kim's guys were saying, bellicose types of remarks about destroying the United States, news, we're not going to do this. So Trump says, look, if I'm there for the deal. We're not going to make a deal. This is off. So he canceled it. Well, then the North Koreans said, well, look, we just destroyed this nuclear facility we had. Well, they didn't also point out that they hadn't used it in a while and it was in disrepair, but they blew it up. But Kim Jong-un has come out and said, hey, look, I welcome it. He's reached out to Trump. Now, I don't understand. Here's what I don't understand. Trump's gotten further with Ung than any other president has with the North Korean regime. And God, I don't know. What? Since after the Korean War? Since the armistice was signed? And yet Democrats are saying this is bad. And they're saying, well, he can't do it. When it was set up. Well, he's not set up. Oh, Trump is not the man to make the deal. He doesn't know what he's doing. Really? Did Obama get it set up? No. Did Obama ever run a business before he was president? No. He'd been senator for a year. What was his bona fides there? Nothing. And yet, everybody says it. Not everybody. A lot of people think that, you know, that Obama was the very best. And now President, or ex-president, former President Obama signed a deal with Netflix so that he's going to be putting productions via Netflix. And it's going to be to heal the divide of America and to teach leadership. Really? Am I going to have to cancel my subscription to Netflix? Do I have to watch Obama? But you know what? Here it is. I probably will. I'll probably watch it to see if indeed it's a film, video, whatever, a production that talks about healing America and doesn't take sides. It makes and has, you know, that welcomes both sides, that kind of thing. Anyway. Moving on from
you
there.
You want to talk about the Oklahoma incident. This is a
really
situation.
Do.
This
I
is,
really do
the gunman opened
a
fire inside an Oklahoma City restaurant, leading to a bystander shooting him dead in the parking lot.
Yep.
Oklahoma City police said the gunman, who walked into Louie's Grill and Bar on the east side of Lake Hefner in Oklahoma City around 6:30 last night, wounded at least four people, including
mother
Natalie Giles and her 12-year-old daughter, Saniya Giles. A bystander with a pistol confronted the shooter outside the restaurant and fatally shot him. Seeing the shooter was the only person who died in the incident. His identity was not confirmed as of Friday morning, and his motive was unknown. Police said the incident is under investigation.
Well, it's just another, you know, you're not going to hear about this. It was just a letter to the editor in the Record Searchlight from a woman, from an elderly woman here in town, who said that there's, you know, we need to get rid of guns. We need to, you know, you only can have certain kinds of guns. You know, you've got to have them all registered. You got blah, 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 blah. It was going on and on. Then you see the comments afterwards. Oh, yes, that's just really good. I saw a realtor in town. He's a realtor here in town. That's the guy that worked for one of our companies. Said, the NRA, you know, he slams the NRA. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, you know, you sell stuff. You sell stuff in town. You want people to, you want to help people, and you slam an NRA. Because when you slam the NRA, you may think you're slamming, what, some guy or a group of people back in Virginia. No, you know, there's how many NRA members? 6 to 7 million. I'm an NRA member. Do I advocate murdering of children? No, absolutely not. Have I put my life on the line for 30-something years? Yes. So when you say things like that about the NRA, you're saying things about Linda and I, that we advocate murder, we advocate these, you know, all these horrendous things happening. Do we? Do you advocate, Linda, of people walking in and killing other children?
Like, you know,
do you advocate that?
But why waste your breath with such a question? Absolutely not.
Of course not. So, but these are what people accuse you and I of, including this one guy who's here in town. And, you know, I'd love to have him. In fact, I'm thinking about calling him. Come on the show. And let's just talk about it. Let's talk about the NRA. Let's talk about the Second Amendment. And I'll be glad to do that. So, but going back to this, here's a man with a gun that confronted a bad guy. A good guy confronted a bad guy, and the good guy won. And people seem to forget that, you know, you talk about the Center for Disease Control who did do a study. They did do a study, and they found that over 3 million instances where people used a firearm to protect themselves or others. You don't hear that. You don't, you know, that doesn't, you know, get trumpeted across the news, you know, that millions of lives are saved because they have a firearm. It's ridiculous to think. It's just ridiculous to think that taking away guns from people that will obey the law is going to make you safer. Now, there are things that the state of California does. You know, when I read about this stuff, like locking your firearms up. One of the things that the state of California has done is made it a felony. If somebody gets a hold of a gun that isn't supposed to, like your child, and shoots themselves by accident, that's a felony. It's a felony on you. And keeping your guns under lock and key. Yes. But lock and key can be anything from a cable lock to a trigger lock or things, but they're made in such a way that you can't get to them and use them right then. So there's a law about that. So keeping guns under lock and key, especially if there's children around, yes. You know what? Common sense. However, how do you enforce all these? Oh, you got to do this. You got to do this. You're not going to enforce them unless something happens. In this case, God bless the fact that this guy was there, was able maybe to save lives, or the school resources officer in the last couple of shootings have gotten to the shooter and stopped them, and did not hang back. I guess the whole thing is, you know, if nothing else, a holistic approach on this type of thing, where you can start doing help with mental illness, people on the street, identifying people in this. This thing is not just the gun. That's the last part. It's everything that leads up to the gun. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back right after these messages.
First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
I want to thank our first responders in Shasta and Tehama County. The lives you save and the property you protect help us enjoy our wonderful Northern California outdoors. This is Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent, and I want to thank you again for all you do.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, a family-owned business that started 8 years ago and has a great reputation for customer service, fair prices, and the fact that they care about their customers. All of this, Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. It's the only place I would go to pick up a gun, buying guns.
Temperature today will be 59 with our lows of 54. We do have a forecast of showers, slight chance of thunderstorms tomorrow, and mostly sunny, it says, with a high of 79, which is, you know, kind of a strange day, but we'll take it. Mostly clear tomorrow night with our lows of 55. And Sunday calls for sunny with a high of 93. Memorial Day will be hot with a high of 97, mostly clear on Monday night with a low of 65. This is the brief forecast. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Hey, we're here. Now, we're here with Travis, Heidi,
correct,
and Kathleen Kelly.
Good morning. Good morning.
Carl from One Safe Place. And you know what? Carl has.
That's right. Welcome to the show this morning.
Carl had a blank spot in his brain, and but we want to share One Safe Place. We're partnering up with One Safe Place. And to bring in as much news as we can about this great organization. And so you all are here to talk about a couple of things. So where do you want to start?
Shall we start with Camp Travis?
Yes, absolutely. We can start with there.
Go ahead. Okay, so
it's just like us. We talk back.
Yeah, who goes first? Give the eye.
So Camp OSP is taking place June 17th through the 23rd. And we cater to children who come from backgrounds of violence, whether it be sexual assault, domestic violence related, family violence. So they come out for a week. We are having it at Camp McCumber, and they get to experience amazing time away from their home environments. And the idea is to instill hope in them that there's hope for a brighter tomorrow, a brighter future.
This is Camp Hope.
Camp OSP.
Camp OSP.
Yes. So we branched off from Camp Hope. The idea was to incorporate our local kiddos, as well as local community partners.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of community partners, we're going to have Mary's Pizza Shack out there. We're going to have CAPC, which is Child Abuse Prevention Coordinating Council. Sorry, blanked for a second. And
they join my club.
Yeah, we're going to have a community, Shasta Community Health Center out there. We're going to have Anthony Bertain, the sheriff. He's going to do this whole ordeal with the SWAT team.
So Camp Lynn Safe Place is, what's happened is these kids have been there when domestic violence has been going on.
Correct.
Or could even be subjects of this also.
Right.
This gives them a way to get out for a week and just kind of decompress and be around other kids like themselves.
And right. Here's the great thing, I think, with this environment is that they may be in a shell and then, but they're next to somebody who's been there. It's not like the others.
Right.
Sometimes you get that withdrawn thing, and you're the others. You have no idea what I've been through. Well, I don't know if they start talking about their stories. I don't know if that's part
of it.
They do. Okay, well, that's a big deal.
A lot of them do open up throughout the week. So we offer trainings to our camp counselors in how to work with these kiddos and opening up, being there, supporting them, helping them cope. And then, of course, a lot of these kids, as a result of coming from these backgrounds, there's behaviors involved. So we also have to train our counselors to prepare for that as well. It's going to be a great week, though. It's really exciting.
It is. And, you know, the thing about it, too, is like Travis, now, have you been able to see one of these in action yet?
Yes. I was working with the Shasta Family Justice Center back in 2012.
Okay.
And so I was part of the comeuppance of Camp Hope when that was a thing.
Okay.
Or still a thing, rather. And then I started actually working on the books with One Safe Place May of last year. And so I was part of the first ever Camp OSP. So, yes, I've seen it in action. And I've seen these kids kind of break that shell and come and tell their story to their counselors. And it's interesting because you see these kids, they're really reserved. And the first couple days, they're just really reserved. They don't want to do the activities, and they just want to kind of be by themselves. But then usually by that third day, they're coming out, they're talking, they're having fun, they're interacting with everybody. And it's a really, really fun and amazing experience to be a part of.
So what do you tell your counselors out there? As far as... this is what you're going to see, what would you tell a counselor?
So with our trainings, we inform them of pretty much everything that they're going to encounter. We have a really good team with a lot of experience with camp, and especially with this kind of camp specifically. And with that, we've come up with a lot of different scenarios that these counselors could run into. And so we throw those out there, and we train our counselors to be able to deal with these kind of circumstances.
And Travis has been doing this for many years. How many years?
Back in 2012 when I started, yes.
Yeah. So you've been doing it for 6 years. Yeah. Okay. We're here with Kathleen Kelly and Travis Heide, and we're talking about Camp One Safe Place. And this is a way of getting the kids that have been victims of domestic violence or observers of domestic violence. It impacts so...
More like observers.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So they've been watching what's happening in their family.
Right.
And they change. They're scared. They're frightened to talk about it. They've been threatened probably at some point. What do you do when your mom's getting beat up or your dad? But, you know, your mom's getting beat up. What do you do? I want to do something, but I can't. I'm too little. Or I'm afraid of daddy and all these things. So this is...
I have to be a certain way or it will be turned on me.
Right. Yeah.
That's called, survival.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The survival, the energy of just surviving.
Absolutely.
Selecting these kids and then come out there for a week is so important.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's just one of the couple of the things you're all working on. We're going to be taking a break in a couple minutes.
How many
right
kids?
At this point, we're standing at about 31. We have room for more kiddos. So we're in the process of recruiting more
families.
Okay,
so what's keeping us from having more? Just the process of finding the children?
Well, starting yesterday, I got in contact with youth and the Foster Youth and Family Agency. I believe that's the name. So I got in contact with someone there about, getting our referrals out, getting in contact with the Y, getting in contact with various teachers, because I present to a lot of the schools in the prevention ed department. So when I go out, I connect with the teachers. The teachers express that, some of their kids come from homes of violence, and oftentimes they open up about their experiences throughout the presentation. So connecting with them, letting them know, hey, we have a camp that's free. And if there's any, if there's anybody listening right now who knows a kid that would benefit, definitely give Travis, Heidi a call, and we will facilitate them getting whatever the referral
is. Give a call to One Safe Place. If you can't find that, can't remember it, just give us a call here also.
Right.
And we'll transfer you all over, or we'll get you over to One Safe Place. You know, we're going to take a break here, and we want to come back. We want to finish talking about this. It's so important. And how, now, when does it start?
June 17th.
June 17th. So we got a couple weeks here to come, you know, to talk about this and to get people in. And I think people need to also understand that, that a kid coming there is not, doesn't mean that there's going to be police following him home. Is that correct? They're there just to have a good time and to, you know, to open up and all these things, right? Okay. How much time there, Jordan? Oh, it's time to go. Hey, we're going to take a break for the news, and we'll be right back with One Safe Place.
KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you on KCNR at Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Respected again, I can tell you that. We are respected again.
Mr. Trump delivering the commencement speech at the U.S. Naval Academy.
Let me say on behalf of the entire nation, we could not be more proud of the United States Naval Academy class of 2018. Thank you.
President Trump continuing to defend his claim that his 2016 campaign was spied on.
In a series of tweets, the president declares that everyone knows there was a spy, even though it's unclear what, if any, spying took place. He says Democrats are now suggesting that having an informant placed in an opposing party's campaign is different than having a spy. The president wonders if anyone can even imagine spying on a campaign for the sole purpose of political advantage and gain.
That's White House correspondent Craig Clugston. Privacy questions about Amazon's Echo personal assistant device. Somehow, one of them recorded a Portland, Oregon family's private conversation, then sent the recording to an acquaintance in Seattle. Law professor Ryan Kahlo, not surprised.
It only reinforces people's fears and concerns that when they're in their home and there are connected devices, that they're not truly alone. You know, I think one of the big problems with this technology is that it has the possibility of compromising feelings of solitude.
He's co-director of the University of Washington's Tech Policy Lab. Two people, one a child, the other an adult, had been wounded in a shooting this morning at a suburban Indianapolis school. A lone suspect in the attack at Noblesville West Middle School has been taken into custody. Noblesville is north of Indianapolis. The Dow down 28 points. NASDAQ is up 21. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Two countries that lost citizens in the downing of a Malaysia Airlines flight nearly 4 years ago are demanding that Russia acknowledge its role in the deadly incident and do right by the families of the victims.
The Dutch Foreign Minister Stef Blok said the disaster had caused irreparable suffering and that based on the conclusions of the joint investigation team published yesterday, the Netherlands and Australia are now certain that Russia is responsible for the deployment of the Buk installation used to shoot down flight MH17. And is acting on this by holding Russia formally responsible. The Dutch government has asked Russia to discuss finding a solution that brings justice to the 298 victims and their families.
The BBC's Anna Holligan. Voters across Ireland have ballot a referendum that could lead to a watering down of the country's strong pro-life laws. News and analysis at townhall.com. A legal victory for Apple in a lawsuit against a competitor.
South Korean electronics giant Samsung must pay Apple $539 million in damages for illegally copying some of the iPhone's features for its own smartphones. The jury verdict in San Jose, California, is the latest chapter in a legal odyssey that began in 2011. 1 year after the original lawsuit was filed, another jury decided Samsung should pay Apple over $1 billion in damages, but a federal judge cut that award by nearly half. The latest verdict is the result of a U.S. Supreme Court ruling 2 years ago that a lower court should review the damages awarded to Apple because Samsung's infringement might only have violated a few patents. I'm Mike Rossia.
Orders for long-lasting manufactured goods fell last month amid weaker demand for aircraft. Orders dropped 1.7% from March. And again on Wall Street this morning, the S&P down 3 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. News brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Linda, what's it look like for weather here?
Currently
for
61 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs today will be 59 and our lows of 54. And we're going to have showers today. That's what the forecast calls where, but it's going to be scattered.
That's
and tonight,
weird.
Well, we're going to have a beautiful night anyway because we're here. We're going to be opening night for the Colt 45s at Tiger Field. And you know what? At the top of the hour, I just want to do this now before we get into everything. I want to give 4 tickets away for any of the Colt 45 games. Love it if you came tonight. It's going to be celebrating veterans tonight, opening night. The first ball is going to be pitched by, I think, Preston Sharp. So we've got 4 tickets here, and I have $20 in Black Bear Diner Bucks, so you can go have some food and then go hang out at the game and then eat at the game because it's all good stuff. So give us a call, 605-4567. First caller is going to get 4 tickets and $20 in Black Bear Diner.
Wow, that's pretty
cool. So we're here. Are you paying attention?
We're here with Travis Heide and Kathleen Kelly from One Safe Place. We're going to finish up here, and then Joe Comente will be joining us after the next break. But we're talking about Camp One Safe Place, OSP, and what it does for the kids. We've got how many now coming?
We have at this point about 31
about
kids.
About 31, their ages, 8 to 15, 7 to 15?
8 to 15.
Yeah. Okay, so, and they come from all over Reading or Shasta County? Shasta County.
Yes.
All right, now, this is absolutely free for these kids.
Correct.
What do they have to bring? Their clothes?
Yeah, we'll have stuff provided for them.
Oh, really?
Like a towel so they can go swim in the lake. Some like extra kind of things like that, toiletry items.
Mm-hmm. Water bottles.
But we also set up the parents with a packing list. Then whatever they don't have, we can then provide.
Yeah, and this is the kind when they put the little labels on your clothes, and then everybody for the whole time I was at camp thought I was Fruit of the Loom. That was
so let's hear more about like the activities, and that right now you're going to be doing training tomorrow for counselors, and you're still looking for counselors.
Correct.
Yes.
So let's put the word out. What you need.
So at this point, I think we would strongly benefit from having at least 5 more counselors, and we are looking for males specifically. We're good on the female side of things, but we have to make sure that we're catering to not only the girl campers, but the boy campers.
And the ages of the counselors that you're looking for.
And the ages of the counselors, which is 17 to 25.
Okay. Yes. 17 to 25, you need 5 male counselors. It's a great job for a college kid home for, you know, or not.
Absolutely.
Well,
it looks great on a college resume, job application.
It's one time. Mm-hmm. It's a one-time, one-week thing.
Yeah.
You're just coming back home, guys. And what a great thing to do to help these kids out.
Absolutely.
And how do they reach you all?
They can call us at One Safe Place, the front desk, which is 530-244-0117. And they can just ask for me, Travis Heide. And I'll get you connected with where we need to go.
Great. Now, we're going to talk about this in another time, next week or so. But what else you got going? Anything else over there today about One Safe Place that we need to hit real quick?
So we're also going to talk about Dancing with the Stars here real quick.
Oh, yes.
Oh, sorry. Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style.
Shasta County style. Now the date has changed, so we now have it officially at.
It is going to be June 23rd. Doors open at 6 and show starts at 7.
Who are the judges there this year? Does it say?
Don't worry about it. The judges are not the most important. It's the dancers.
Correct.
The reason I'm saying that is because Linda's one of the judges.
Oh, okay. Right on. Well, that's important.
For the ninth year. I think this is the ninth. This is the tenth or the ninth.
This is the problem.
Wow.
See, you need to, that. And then you've also got the champion dancer sitting in front of you.
Mm.
Oh, right on.
Judge's choice.
Uh-huh.
That had to be because I never could raise enough money. I was going up against Sierra Pacific and Wind River that time.
So let's talk about our celebrities, our celebrity dancers, and what that
might look like. Who are they this year?
Yeah, so I apologize if I butcher some of these names.
That's okay.
But we have Melissa Ahern and James Allspach.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Then we also have Nicole Brulliard and Jordan Stevens.
Jordan's one of your pro dancers out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's been there for some time.
Oh yeah.
And now dancers can select who they want to dance with too, mm-hmm. and they can bring their own partner in if they want.
Right.
Right. Okay.
And
now we also have Logan Kane with Shelby Floyd.
Shelby.
Maggie McGrath with Aaron Williams. Jack Potter Jr.
By himself.
Yep,
now,
by
Jack,
himself.
Yeah. Jack Potter is Jr. Mm-hmm. is the chairman of the Reading Rancheria.
That's correct.
And he is a funny guy.
Yeah.
And he's going
is.
To do kind of a Native American type of dance.
I'm sure it'll be fabulous, whatever
it
is.
Be.
Oh, absolutely.
He puts his heart and soul in everything
he does.
Mm-hmm. And
lastly, but certainly not least, we have Sabrina Schmidt and Josiah Morin.
Okay.
Excellent.
And that's coming June 23rd.
Correct.
Well, you know what? This is always a great event.
Oh yeah,
the house is packed.
Mm-hmm.
It's an event. It's a joyous event, and people that dance deserve something.
Mm-hmm.
They deserve something special there, because they go out there in front of 900 people they don't know,
mm-hmm.
and they've got to dance for I think it's 90 seconds twice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Joe Cimenti is coming up. His wife danced last year, and she just brought me to tears. It was wonderful. She was so graceful, and she did. But it's great to see people. Raise the bar. And every year, the money, the fundraising that goes on. And we all know that all of the funds stay here for One Safe Place.
Correct.
And are obviously go into events like you're talking about with the camp OSP that's coming up. So know that when you're going to support Dancing with the Stars or one of the stars that's saying, I'm doing this fundraiser, your funds are going for things like this.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And a thing, if I may, for the listeners, if they want to buy tickets, you can get them at the Cascade Theater box office.
Now, you need to get your tickets early because it's in a place that usually sells out.
Yes.
And then you have crews of people coming and cheering with signs and all different types of stuff. It's as each year you've watched it progress more.
Right.
In fact, the first year, people didn't even start dancing until 2 weeks before it got ready to start.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, when I was nominated, I started the next week, and it was 4 months out because I refused to go out there and fall off the stage. So but everybody starts, and then, of course, you're raising funds. But you can't forget what it's about. It's
for
One Safe Place.
Mm-hmm.
It's
for
a wonderful
great cause.
Oh, it's a great cause, and it's a wonderful event.
Mm-hmm.
And the dancers that are out there, they may be nervous, but there isn't one person out in that audience that's not smiling or cheering them on and thanking God that they're not up on the stage like the dancers are.
Absolutely.
So what would you say? Okay, now when's this going to be?
June 23rd.
June 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Right. Yeah.
We're going to have you, of course, back on again as we get closer to Camp One Safe Place.
Yeah.
Of course.
I want to hit it again, and I want you to stay in touch with us about needing people for the counselors, especially
Absolutely.
The guys like that, and because we want to kind of keep pushing on that one, too.
Yes.
Like that.
And coming up, running for District 2 Supervisor. Right after the break, we have
Joe Comente.
That's right. We'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 1460.
You belong among the wildflowers. You belong in a boat out at sea. Sail away, kill off the hours. You belong somewhere you feel free.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
Hi, I'm Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basanko. I've had the privilege of serving as your sheriff since 2006. With 39 years of law enforcement experience, I'm dedicated to public safety. No doubt, these are difficult times. We currently lack the number of deputies and jail space to serve our community. However, I've been relentless in the recruitment and retention of personnel to accommodate county needs. The Board of Supervisors recently accepted my plan to move forward with an increase of 60 jail beds, raising the capacity of the jail, and as chair of the Drug Task Force, we are working to address drugs in our communities. There are many issues facing our community, including homelessness, and there is no short-term solution. However, I am dedicated to the long haul. This is a time for experience and knowledge to do the job for you. With your support, our community can meet the challenges we are facing. I ask for your support and your vote on June 5th.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Tom Basanko, Sheriff 2018.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Great music there, buddy. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 as we keep tracking and we're on track with Joe Comente. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Newest branch, 1845 California Street. Go on down. See how Cornerstone Community Bank helps you to experience how they're moving local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We're here with Joe Comente, who is running for supervisor for District 1. Let me say this.
Wait a minute. That was a test, and we were glad that people were listening.
Yeah, that was a test.
People called and said, wait, that was the wrong district, Linda.
That was...
I said district, but we know what it is.
District 1.
District 1. Test. So, thanks, Joe.
And you know, sure. Joe, you are easy to... You know what? Can I say this? You're easy to get on a show. You're much...
Thank you.
...easier than it is to get other people running on the show because, and this is just what I think, I could be totally wrong. They could be really having a breakfast every morning at 7 o'clock for 2 weeks, right? They could do that.
Well, breakfast is the most important meal
of the day. I just think sometimes people don't want to answer questions. They don't like being asked questions and then being pursued over their answers. And I don't mean pursued in the sense that, you know, I'm chasing them around the room with a whip and a chair. But when you have a question, you need to be asked. And then our people, our listeners that come in through the chat room or phone calls, they ask good questions too.
Well, you know, I'm always willing to answer the questions.
The biggest thing, of course, I think since last time you were on, is that the jail has found 60 beds.
Yes.
The captain down at the jail, and they've been, I guess they've been working on this for a couple of months. It wasn't like he just pulled it out of his butt at the right. last second.
Right.
Because they've been going back and forth. Okay. Good start.
Excellent. I mean, any step forward that we make is positive, and I mm-hmm. think we need to applaud it. Whatever the motivation, doesn't matter. We are getting 64, I think, is what the sheriff said at the last meeting.
64
beds. Getting 64 beds. So it's a good start. We have a long road to go down. I mean, we're talking about a jail that was built in 1984. So 64 beds brings us up to, I don't know, a little over 400. But a community our size really needs, you know, 500 to 550. Plus, it doesn't really address the whole adult rehabilitation concept, the restorative justice concept, which is an emerging concept in terms of prison reform. So there's a lot more we need to do, but it's a great start.
The okay, so what's the next step on this? Okay, we got this. There's going to be the talk is there's going to be almost $1 billion worth of construction.
Yes.
Here in Reading.
Yes.
Including the, of course, the courthouse.
Right.
That's a big part of that. But all the things that are going on here. But I don't see anything about construction for more jail spaces.
Well, as you know, the next thought process is once the courthouse is built, then they'll reconfigure courtroom 1 and 2 and mm-hmm. add more jail beds, which is great. But again, that's probably 3 minimum, more like 5-year timeline. And again, it still doesn't address the fact that we are a county seat. We are going to need a new jail facility. I don't think California is going to back off its prison reform concept anytime soon. And we have to be prepared for more criminals coming back to our county, and we need to have a state-of-the-art facility or facilities to accommodate that. And I think we need to start that planning process right now. It may take 10 years for us to get 33, 35, 40 million, whatever a jail would cost now. And we need to start that process yesterday.
That process, when we're talking about, is going in for grants, saying, hey, we'd like you to do this. I mean, that money will be out there again at some point.
Yes, that's
but
what we hope
it,
for. Anyway.
It always comes back down is, oh, because this has happened twice now. We don't have the money to run it.
Right.
What's the priority?
The priority in my mind is that we have to have the facility. And one of the things I hear is that we will not risk bankruptcy for beds. And my response to that is, at what point as a community are we risking social bankruptcy? When an elderly woman gets battered on the river trail, are we teetering on social bankruptcy? When an 84-year-old woman gets bound, beaten, and robbed in her own home in the middle of the night, and then the bad guys go out and willfully start using her credit cards, are we teetering on social bankruptcy? When a serial car thief steals yet another car and kills an innocent woman, are we teetering on social bankruptcy? So, I mean, these are the things you have to look at. And I certainly understand the economics. I'm a business person. I understand the economics. But at what point are you putting your community at such risk that you have to make a courageous decision, that you have to do what is in the best interest of the community so that young families can go back to the parks, which they will not do now as a matter of daily activity. So there's, you know, Shasta County, and you just had One Safe Place people, and I have the pleasure of being in on the board. We have twice the state average in domestic violence. We score very poorly on the adverse childhood experiences chart that's been put up. There's 10 indicators. I mean, there's so much we need to do that we really have to weigh investment in our budget to investment in our community.
Okay, let's go to the phones.
Charles, good morning. You have a question for Joe Comente.
Yes, good morning. During the last interview, when you were asked, should the county cooperate with federal immigration enforcement, yes or no, and in the answer you gave, it sounded like you were suggesting that if a person does not have a complete solution proposal for the country's immigration mess, that somehow what they have to say is not, fully legitimate at, addressing the question of, yes or no, should the county cooperate with federal immigration enforcement?
So the question is does Joe...
is this how Joe intends to address all such citizen,
questions,
addresses to the board on, especially on issues, dealing with, a simple yes or no choice, and where you have.
Okay.
Actually, it's hard to address.
Some things are not a yes or no, right? Some
in 10 seconds or less.
Yeah, this is as we all know, a complex situation, and there are some dictates from state law that kind of restrict what law enforcement can do. My own belief, anecdotally, is that if the police don't, as a matter of routine, do immigration enforcement, that's not what they do. They have way other, more in-depth responsibilities in our community. But my guess is if they have a felon that's committed a serious crime who is here illegally, my guess is, and I don't know this for a fact, my guess is they would contact immigration because that's a direct threat to our community. But it is a very difficult situation that has become way too politicized and as a result become way too divisive. Again, we have to get back to what's in the best interest of protecting the citizens of our community.
Okay, Charles, thanks. Well, this kind of leads on to that. Sanctuary state, for or against?
I don't support a sanctuary state, county, city. I don't support the concept. And as you and I have discussed off air, the biggest concern I have is that nobody really addresses solutions. Everybody takes a side and yells at the other side. And the real solution to this is to reach out to the people who are here illegally but are actually contributing to our society and offer them an avenue that allows them to become legal residents of this country. And those that are not need to go back to their country. So that's really where we should be putting our efforts. And it's very difficult to find agencies that are doing that.
That's above our, I hate to say it's above our pay grade, but the idea of the law is what appeals to me. I know you're a former law enforcement officer, is that here's a law, it's been broken, that's wrong. You know what, let's enforce the law, and then the second part of that is let's find a plan to include people that need to be here, just like you said, that are viable parts of our society, get rid of the rest. And I don't mean get rid of the rest. You know what I'm not,
right.
I'm not talking about that.
But they're not contributing.
They're not contributing, and they're here illegally. They don't need to be here. Okay. Let's take a quick break because I've got like 3 or 4 questions lining up here. But here's one that's pretty easy. Does Joe support a level 1 work camp?
Yes, yes. I go back to...
I'm not sure what that is. Is that the ones that are kind of like low...
Yeah, where you're looking at, minimum security facilities.
Up that we used to have, like, up at that other
place.
Yes, orange suits that clean up the highway.
That as well. If you go back to the Safe City Project, it's one of the things that they spoke about was having a work release camp, which I think is a great idea. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things we really have to start doing, and it is in keeping with the whole restorative justice concept, is we have to start teaching usable job skills so that when these people are coming out of incarceration, they have some skills that can potentially help them assimilate back into society and reduce the rate of recidivism. And that we really need to do.
Okay. We're here with Joe Comente, running for Supervisor District 1. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He guarantees his work. He doesn't fool around with it. He doesn't fool around with the safety of you or your family. If you got a little bitty chip in your windshield that's less than smaller than a dime, or just like little nicks that you get, they can crack. When it gets really, really hot outside, as you know it will, that little chip will crack all the way across your windshield. And he can fix cracks up to 2.5 feet in length. That's Jeff Wurst. But why do that? Why don't you just take it down there right now, have it fixed, guaranteed for life, it's a better-known business, 3208 South Market Street. Give Jeff a call, 241-8373, for an appointment today. He doesn't do it on the side of the road. No, he doesn't, because he can't guarantee it, and he guarantees his work. We'll be right back. Joel Comente.
John Green, candidate for Shasta County Sheriff here. My opponent has claimed hundreds of personal endorsements from various people who do not live or work in this community. I, however, have been endorsed by the men and women of the Shasta County Deputy Sheriff's Association. I've also been endorsed by the Peace Officers Research Association of California. These are powerful endorsements for new leadership. I am that new leader.
John Green for Shasta County Sheriff, pro-Second Amendment and pro-CCW.
Take a stand for your community and stand with John Green on June 5th. Paid for by the committee to elect John Green.
Are you ready for This Country Fans? True American country music artist Rodney Adkins live in concert inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Friday, May 25th, come see Rodney Adkins perform hits such as Farmer's Daughter. If you're gonna go through hell, take a back road, and many more. After two decades in country music, this Tennessee-born songwriter and singer still loves the roots as much as the tree. With more than 6 number one hits, 4 LPs, and over 10 million units sold. Tickets for the sensational show start at just $30. This will be a sellout, so get your tickets now. Do not miss your chance to see Rodney Adkins live in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, May 25th. For tickets or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel, call 1-800-280-UIN. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. Come celebrate 25 years at the river with us. They can't get worse than that, and then they
do. Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention. Since 1968.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward. If you
ever welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Friday. It's 8:32 in the morning. 61 degrees. 61 and the I'm just going to ignore what the high today
no,
is supposed
to be. No, it's raining out today right now, but it's going to be fabulous tonight for opening night at Tiger Field for the Colt 45s.
We're
very excited.
We are there.
And Carolyn, congratulations. You won those four
Everything.
Tickets and the Black Bear Bucks.
A pink slip to Linda's car. I mean, we just gave it all away here this morning.
Very
it's
nice.
Going to be some tribute to veterans tonight, and I'll be singing the national anthem. I'm very proud and honored to have been asked to be part of this. It's always it's such a meaningful, especially, well, it's never like especially now, but I could say especially now. We just got back from New York, and you know, we visited 9/11 and the Ground Zero, and what that really just, you know, you hear about it, you see it on the radio, you hear it on the radio, you've seen it on the news, you've read about it, you've seen movies about it, specials, but to be there, I just felt like we were standing where almost 3,000 people perished in 2 hours.
Yeah, I was actually in the air on 9/11, coming out of New York State, going to Chicago.
Oh, wow.
Which was a surreal experience.
I guess.
Got to go to Ground Zero the following January, mm-hmm. when they were still excavating and all the walls were up with the pictures of all the people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, having grown up, you know, in the Northeast, it was just absolutely gut-wrenching and so surreal that such a thing happened, you know, in our nation to all these innocent people.
Innocent people. And we said right there, war was declared. That really, it was just evident war was declared that day, right here on our turf. Anyway, so Joe, we're so happy to have you here.
Thank you.
You know, just we've got a couple of questions coming in. Two from the chat pack and one caller. How do you want to go about this?
Well, let's just do it real quickly. Do you support a sales tax?
I support.
For say, if this is for the jail exclusively or for public safety.
For public safety, for me, I would like to see countywide. I'd like to see a specific sales tax, and I want to cover the jail. I want to cover deputies because we are way short on the number of deputies we need. I also want to be able to cover police officers and fire in the city. But to me, it has to be a specific tax. Most people will tell you that it's almost impossible to pass because of the 66.7. So the analogy I used, being a baseball fan, the Giants hadn't won a World Series since 1954. In 2010, they won three in 5 years. So nothing's impossible if you can truly articulate why you need the money and how you're going to spend the money. When you make a specific sales tax, you take the whole trust factor out. So when you take the trust factor out, people can't use that as an excuse. So basically then you have to ask yourself three questions. Does our community need the money? Is our community worth the money? And are we willing to invest the money? And I answer yes to all those questions. But specific tax would be the only thing I would like to see.
This isn't really fall under your purview here. It's a city thing. But do you support selling South City Park?
I certainly support doing something that removes the day center aspect, because that's what's going on at South City Park right now. It's where people are congregating, and they're not necessarily sleeping there.
It must have been like 60 people there.
They come there. It's like where they go in the morning, because you'll see pickup trucks and cars and people getting dropped off or people walking over, and then they hang out there all day. And that's just not a healthy environment for anyone.
Let's go to the phones. Billy Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Hey, Joe, I'm really excited about your candidacy, and I think you do a tremendous job for the Shasta County.
Thank you.
And with your experience in the building trades, that is most critical. But here's my question. Why doesn't Shasta County muscle up and sue the state of California for all of our inundation of criminals, all these things that they get away with doing, 47, 57, 48, whatever all these things are? Why don't we sue them? Hey, you can spill a hot cup of coffee on your lap and sue McDonald's for $200 million. Come on, why don't we just got to muscle up and sue these people?
Well,
tell them to go, you know, go south. All right, I'll let you go.
Okay,
thank you, Billy Bob.
Obviously, that's a very complicated issue, and you're talking about a bill that was passed, AB 109, and then you're talking about two measures, Prop 47 and Prop 57. And quite frankly, we have so many issues that we need to address to positively impact our community, that to get involved in a protracted lawsuit, which of course it would be, and to spend that kind of resource and spend that kind of mind share, it's just not something that I would support.
Okay. Great. Okay. We have another phone call there. Oh, Terry. Good morning. Terry, you have a question for Joe Clemente.
I do. How are you doing, Joe?
Good, Terry. How are you?
Doing well.
Good.
Couple of things. One is that I hear what Billy Bob's saying, and I understand we have more important things to do, but I don't think there's anything more important than public safety. However, because of the mistrust of the city council and the mistrust of the Board of Supervisors, how can you, first question, how can you guarantee legally that we will have the money going toward public safety like it's supposed to? That's one. Two is, no, the police and the sheriff do not have to comply with California. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 4 of the United States Constitution specifically states that all naturalization in immigration is in the purview and the jurisdiction of the federal government. And Article 3, Section 1 of the California Constitution says that we recognize as the state of California the United States Constitution as the supreme law of the land, and we are an inseparable part. This is why Jeff Sessions and the president and the Republicans got together, because they are going to prosecute. Now, I would submit to you that supervisors who go along with California could be in a position to where, if you get sued over a cup of coffee, there's a lot of things that can happen, especially in Title 18. So the first thing is, how do we know and how can we trust that the money would go to public safety? The second thing is, no, we don't have to comply with state law, because state law at this point is illegal. So I'll take my answer.
Okay. Thanks, Terry.
Here. Thanks.
Okay.
Well, the first part is, and I'm assuming Terry's referring to the specific tax, and yeah. The specific tax makes it very clear. You write the measure very specifically as to where the money goes and how it can be used. And as far as the second question, I don't want to speak for law enforcement, because it's not something that I have an in-depth awareness of today, but I am a firm believer, having grown up in a law enforcement family, that law enforcement will always act in the best interest of the community and do what they need to do. And as I mentioned before, my guess is, although I don't know this for fact, if they have a felon, especially a violent felon who's here illegally, they will handle it appropriately.
Okay. All right. Let's move on into permitting and these. It's been, since we've been here in the station, we've had, 9 years of complaints from people talking about the permitting process, the building process of the county. It's, you know, even Leonard Modi says, you know what, we've got to take a look at this. And then Les Baugh the other day jumped on it too.
Right.
Saying we need to have, we need to look at this, because something is going on that's holding construction back. That is it is just, people are having to go over and over and over things with one permitter, and then the next one just signs off on it. I mean, the whole mindset, and I haven't built anything, so I'm just going by from almost everybody I've talked to, is that it's just horrendous to try and get something big through here.
It is extremely tedious. Ask anyone in the solar industry. You know, solar is obviously a renewable energy that's a major environmental point, and it's very difficult to even get bracketing on buildings. That department needs a cultural shift, and that may sound a little bit cliche, but it really needs to change the way it views the community. They're not guards of the rules and regulations. They are guides of the rules and regulations, and their attitude, as Larry Voppel at the city says, there's a reason why we call it the permit center. Our job is to permit things. So we all know that California is difficult to navigate. All the more reason why we need qualified guides who will sit down with us and say, here is the pathway to get you from where you are to where you want to be. And I think most people, if they know they're going to hit hurdles up front, and the person telling them that, saying, it's like a guide guiding you up a mountain. This is going to be an arduous and difficult task, But I am here with you, and I will guide you through the process.
I will be trekking with you.
No, that's beautiful, the way that you're putting that. Because it's something
it is hard.
You can grasp that. Then you feel like, oh, I've got somebody on my side that's helping me go through this, rather than having pulling a ticket out of a damn meter and just feeling like you're, you know, one among 100,000 that are just a number standing at the side.
What about a bonus to employees that get plans and permits done under 30 days?
I mean, coming out of the business sector and spending a lot of my career in sales, bonuses were highly motivating to me because they were directly related to my proactivity.
Can you do that?
I don't know. I mean, that would be legal question.
Okay, this is a bonus you get if you have this plan, these permits, they've come through, they're out of here in 30 days. If it's 60 days, it's this. If it's 90 days, you're going to be standing in front of me explaining to me why it's taking 90 days to get this thing done.
I think that's certainly something that we should look at because, again, there so many plans come in already engineered with a licensed engineer stamp on it. To re-engineer those plans is just wasteful. So there it starts with a cultural shift. It starts with the mind shift of we are here to help you. We are not here to hinder you.
You know what? That's one of the things that says to be the most feared thing that would happen when you're on independent duty is when the FASMO, which was a huge inspection that looked at everything, came in. Hey, we're here to help you guys. You know, as soon as they opened their mouths like that, half my men wanted to run away.
Right.
So, yeah, but as it turns out, sometimes if you're prepared or if you're ready to work with them, they were the best thing in the world to come through. And that's what we're looking for in our permitting departments is somebody that's going to help you, like you said, walk the trail there with you and clear the obstacles and be there and be as happy as you are when you get it through.
Absolutely. I mean, it's in everybody's best interest to encourage development. When you really look at the economic woes we face, it's always about money, and how do you drive the economy with economic development, with growth, with building? Construction is a major contributor. So we all need to be pushing in the same direction.
All right, we're going to take a break here. We're here with Joe Comente, who's running for supervisor, 1st District. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. I'm going to go there today and get my manly locks trimmed. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans and man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
I would like to take this opportunity to thank our first responders in Shasta and Tehama County for all you do. You have one of the most challenging jobs in the world. Joe Rodola from Joe Rodola's Debt Consulting thanks you for helping save lives and protecting our property.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
Imagine living in a planned community that features a regional park for you and your family to enjoy, plus walking trails, fabulous open spaces, and so much more. You can find all of this, plus the designer home you've always dreamed of at Shastina Ranch. Built by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. Shastina Ranch is located just off Airport Road on Shastaview. Homes in Shastina Ranch feature green technology, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, energy-efficient LED lighting, and programmable irrigation systems. Distinctive exterior features including 30-year composite roofing in a variety of colors, designer entry doors, and of course with Palomar Builders, exceptional interiors. Plans including 9-foot and 10-foot ceilings throughout. Beautiful designer kitchens with granite slab countertops and full tile backsplash. To see Shastina Ranch, just take Airport Road to Shastaview. For more information, contact Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 949-8613. Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
For some, yard work isn't a chore. It's a passion. If you're someone who loves being outside and takes pride in your lawn, then you need the Honda HRX, one of the most technologically advanced walk-behind mowers on the planet. The HRX features the VersaMow system, a unique 4-in-1 system that lets you bag, mulch, discharge, or shred leaves with no attachments. Then there's Honda's exclusive MicroCut twin-blade cutting system
which gives you finer clippings for more bagging capacity, or when mulching, finer clippings that actually help feed your lawn. Plus, the HRX's handle and controls are ergonomically designed to be comfortable on your hands. A limited lifetime warranty on the Nexsight deck and an impressive 5-year limited warranty on the mower make the HRX one of the best values anywhere. To learn more, just visit Honda.com. Better yet, come see the Honda HRX at Lee's Honda, 2230 Larkspur Lane in Reading. Serving the North State from the same location since 1967, online at Lee'sHonda.com.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Just a small town girl.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Last segment here for Memorial Day weekend. And again, reminding people that this isn't a three-day, just a three-day holiday for people to go out and drink beer and eat hot dogs and go out in the lake. This is something to remember our veterans. There's going to be a number of services on Monday. And I just want to talk about them real quickly, things that are going on right now. Of course, the Memorial Day celebration is going to be at 10 to 11 at McDonald's Chapel at the cemetery there, the 84th Annual Memorial Day Celebration from 10 to 11. Live music, Senior Chief Rob Burrows, who heads up the Northern California Historical Museum, is going to be the guest speaker. Then, of course, we have the at IGO at 5:55 in the evening, Memorial Day. They're going to have a flyover. They're going to have a number of things happening out there. And their guest speaker is a retired admiral who was the head of all the submariners in the Navy, all of the undersea operations, is a visiting professor at Monterey. It's going to be a very touching service out there. And then, of course, Wednesday on the true Memorial Day at 11:30 at Civic Auditorium. And that includes lunch. So all of these things are happening. And if you can't get to any of those, just maybe get to the cemetery. Maybe get out the IGO and just take a look and say thanks for all those people that died in defense of our country. We're here with Joe Comente, who's running for supervisor of the District 1. And Joe, when you come in, what's the first 6 months? What are you going to do?
I want to really improve the communication among the board members, and certainly I want to go directly into developing the relationship, a closer relationship with the city council. I want to get to know the staff, the department heads at the county. I think that that's critically important. And then I've put together like 6 strategic initiatives that I really want to start looking at. One is, of course, economic development. And looking at all the componentry, encouraging entrepreneurialism, working with the planning department to expedite things, working closely with the EDC and the chamber, and I work very closely with both of them. And as you know, the chamber was gracious enough to endorse me, which is something they had never done before a primary.
That's true.
So, Jake, I'm feeling the pressure. I'm out till the wee hours of the morning, knocking on doors. Then we've got to address the criminal behavior. We need to see if we can get money from 1022, which was the money we gave back for the Adult Rehabilitation Center. We have to start planning the jail because we're going to need that facility. We have to look at the work camps. We have to address the homeless situation and the transient situation. So we need to look at the continuum of care and really see if they should be the point agency that works closely with the other agencies in our community. I'd like to see a sobering center. I think it's very important to have that first phase for people who are...
How would you do that? I mean, they're talking about it's just money. I mean, and then they're saying there's no money.
But you can get grants. Money. I mean, I think there would be grants for that. You could probably.
You certainly can get grants. You can certainly engage. This is really one of the things that the Blueprint for Public Safety talked about, was engaging the public sector, the private sector, and the not-for-profit sector.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm comfortable that we could find a facility that some landowner would probably rent at a very reasonable rate. I'm sure we could do some of the remodeling would be done by, like, Chiba students, and I'm certainly sure I could rally some of our members at the exchange to help. And then we look at local agencies, not-for-profit agencies, to come in and assist. You can also get volunteers who are trained to assist, so that there is at least some kind of evaluation when a police officer drops an individual off at this location, and then the police officer, she can go about doing what a police officer is supposed to do and in protecting us, and not have to spend a lot of time with this, and give this person an opportunity to get the services they need. So, it's not a simple solution, but it's the way we have to start thinking. And then I want to see how we're spending our tax dollars. I had a brief conversation with Donnell, whom I think is a very good man, Daniel Hewitt, and he is on my list of people to speak to.
The Shasta County Health and Human Services, right, who has like $174 million.
Yeah, about half the budget goes to him. And they are working on a lot of things. I mean, when you look at what they're doing with the adverse childhood experiences and really evaluating the role that plays. So I want to be able to do that. And then
can you at the Board of Supervisors level, since he works for you all, is that correct?
Yes.
Can you all do an audit? Can you do a thorough scrubbing to see where all that money goes?
Well, yes, and I'm sure that's done internally on a regular basis anyway.
I'm sure it's done.
But my approach to that would be to sit down with Donnell and with his key staff, and let's talk about where the money is going, what kind of results, how they're measuring it, how do they feel about where we are, where would they like to see us go.
Okay.
I would like to engage them in the process,
yeah,
or at Got least it. Have them allow me to be engaged in the process, which is probably more accurate.
I think you should. Somebody needs to be. Let's go to the phones here. Brian, good morning. Thanks for waiting.
You know, a lot of the problems we have in the North State are due to this one-party rural state government in California that, people are leaving in droves from California. I'm just wondering what Joe's feelings are on the state of Jefferson as an opportunity. We need dramatic change up here.
Okay, Brian, thanks.
Well, I had the pleasure of speaking to the Patriots group, and I applaud all the efforts that these men and women are doing. They're doing it legally. They're doing it peacefully. They're certainly exercising their right as Americans to pursue a direction they feel is most beneficial. I would certainly do nothing to stand in the way of it or be an obstructionist, but given what I'd like to accomplish in the time frame that I'm anticipating, if I'm so blessed to get this position, it would not be a priority for me. There are other issues that I want to address more immediately.
You would support listening to them on a presentation?
Unquestionably.
Okay.
Unquestionably.
Even though for some reason they...
I don't know the politics behind that.
Nor will we ever.
I have listened to several gentlemen speak at other... Anderson and specifically at their city council meeting. They're articulate. They state their point well. They're positive, and there's no reason why they shouldn't be able to exercise their constitutional right to express themselves.
Okay.
Where can we see you? I know we're very close to the time that we go to the voting booth. Where are you going to be walking, talking? Where can we see you?
We are walking pretty much every neighborhood. We've covered quite a bit of territory, but we still have some neighborhoods on the west side of the city that we're going to. You can certainly go to my Facebook page, and there's an excellent video that was done. And it wasn't a stage video. It was actually just taken from the forum and other interviews that I'd done that I think really speaks articulately to how I feel and how passionate I am about the community. We're doing an event at Carousel downtown. Suzanne Russell was gracious enough to invite us into our little boutique from 5 to 7 on Thursday the 31st. So that'll be the next place that we're actually meeting and greeting
That's
people.
Great.
But you will see us out on the streets. We have our Joe Comenti blue shirts on. There's a team of us. And, our theme song is the Doobie Brothers Taking It to the Streets. We legitimately take it to the streets. We are so enjoying the process. And I was telling you guys off air, My son, my young son's involved. My older son's involved. My wife's involved. Some good friends of ours and their kids are involved. I mean, this is such a grassroots effort, and it really is so inspiring for me to see young people who have so much at stake here to be heavily engaged in the process that they should be engaged in and should have control.
Okay, you've got like 30 seconds to answer this one. The Board of Supervisors has voted against any type of marijuana in the county.
We are in an ideal position to be watching what Shasta Lake City and what the city of Redding are doing. We have two business models that one is up and running, one will be up and running. I would continue the moratorium, although that's not how they positioned it. I would continue the moratorium because I now have some viable data that I can look at and see how is this working, and where are the pros and where are the cons, and is it an industry that we should be engaged in? And I'm certainly not against it, but I want to do it as intelligently as we can. And again, we are very fortunate to have two models that will be working, up and working. One is working. One will be up and working within the next 6 months or so.
Joe Comente is our guest today. And thanks so much for being here, Joe.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
Right back at you.
And you know what? Here's the thing. And all of our candidates, I'm just really proud of everybody. I am. Because you're out there, your hat's in the ring. You know, people are running because they want to do good things or do the right things.
Absolutely.
And so it's which is why we never endorse anybody, because we're just really proud of everybody like that. So thank you so much. And again, everybody, Happy Valley. You know what? I've got one ticket left for free strawberries.
Strawberry shortcake. If you're going to the Happy Valley,
605-4567.
Wonderful weekend event. Yeah.
Remember Monday. We have out at IGO. We have it.